Hello, this is Holly, and adding a new post here in our vocabulary group. And I truly did wake up this morning thinking about this sentence or phrase, watching dough rise and fall. And then my mind immediately started thinking of how dough, different types of dough, can rise and fall in different ways with very different meanings. And my mind just kept going, and I jumped out of bed, grabbed my notepad, made a few notes, and now I am adding this post for you. So first, read the sentences. I will read them for you so you can listen to the sentences as well. 1. She spends her time watching dough rise and fall. 2. He spends his time watching dough rise and fall. 3. They spend their days watching thugs rise and fall. 4. She spends her time watching needles rise and fall. 5. He spends his days watching temperatures rise and fall. 6. She spends her days watching temperatures rise and fall too. 7. They spend their days watching their clients rise and fall, or watching clients, their clients, rise and fall. So now I listed, after those sentences, occupations. 7 sentences, 7 occupations. So a quiz of sorts is for you to reply number 1 to 7 and use one of those occupations as a logical answer for substituting for the pronouns she, he, or they. There are some clues in the answers and a few culturally tricky options as well. So I hope your answers will lead to more questions and discussion about cultural changes over the last decades, about differences between how people look at different types of occupations from one country to another. Rise and fall has many usages. Often there is another word added, rise, arise, fall asleep, would be one example. But there are many ways of saying watching. Different synonyms. So the next challenge is a synonym challenge. Multiple options here. You can change the noun, the dough, to a different word. You can change the verbs, other words and phrases in the sentences. You could write 7 or more different sentences for each of these 7 sentences. Some of these occupations have different titles. So, for example, prison guards could be substituted for correctional officers. Working with vocabulary in different ways is a helpful way to become more familiar with synonym practice. Many of you preparing for exams need this type of practice in order to write different sentences, score higher on your speaking and writing, and to be more aware as you read these phrases and have to answer questions showing your comprehension checks. So I suggest some verbs that could be substituted for watching, observing, monitoring, gauging, judging, coaching, viewing, supervising, and there are more. And phrases that could replace rise and fall, go in and out, peak and drop, spike and plummet, pump it out and wind down, around the clock. In the sentences I have given, these expressions could work in one or more of those sentences to replace rise and fall. So I challenge you to rewrite sentences. Speak them. I'd love to hear you. Use our Audio Boom recorder. Save it to our Audio Boom channel. Can be uploaded there if you record using a different tool. Or you can go directly to our Audio Boom recorders and record on Audio Boom. There are instructions in many places on our site, the Help Forum, the Audio Boom link, the Exploring Loop group. Push yourself. It's January. Start your year off recording yourself, making yourself speak English more often. A tip when you're recording, try to make a habit of repeating yourself in the same recording. Repeat each sentence or paragraph at least once. Repetition helps you give yourself a chance to correct errors that you make. So if you don't like the way you pronounced a word, if you don't like the intonation pattern you used, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. Practice, practice, practice. And document your practice. When you repeat on the same recording, you can hear, "Wow, I sound pretty good." So please, I hope 2015 will be the year I hear more loopers. And the world can hear you on our Audio Boom channel, so you'll help other learners, help each other. My synonym challenge sentence as an example to give you, I'm going to read this 3 times, and you can tell me which of my sentences, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7, which of my sentences does this replace? A seamstress routinely sees needles going in and out for hours on end. A seamstress routinely sees needles going in and out for hours on end. A seamstress routinely sees needles going in and out for hours on end. So one easy clue is in my sentence. And I hope you will suggest alternate ways of writing this and the other sentences. Good luck. I hope I see and hear your answers. Bye for now.